All right, 1380 WPHM. Voters in the East China School District will be deciding tomorrow on a bond proposal that would raise nearly $150 million to consolidate St. Clair and Marine City high schools into one new high school, build a new middle school, a new Riverview East High School, all on the Meisner campus. There would be demolition of old buildings, remodeling of others. If you have driven around the East China District lately, you've seen a lot of yard signs that say vote yes and a lot of yard signs that say vote no. Some of these no signs being placed by Alan Richley, who's online with us right now. Alan, good morning.
Good morning.
Why have you been such an outspoken opponent of this bond proposal in East China?
Well, there's not one specific reason. There's actually many, but I think first and foremost, to be clear, I think everybody on both sides want what's best for the students. I've talked to hundreds of people on both sides, and I think honestly, when you look at consolidating the schools, I don't believe that it's in the best interests of the children.
Why not?
Basically, if you look at studies and that kind of thing, when you go over 1,000 kids, a lot of times you lose a lot of the personal connections that teachers would have with their students, that administrators would have with their students, and you know, there's actually a study from the University of Michigan about that, and I think that that's first and foremost what the focus should be on, what's in the best interest of the kids. And having over 2,400 kids in one building is a concern of many residents and parents.
What about the need for improvements, though, updating technology, improving existing buildings? If there were some proposal that didn't include consolidation, would you be favorable of that?
Oh, absolutely. And I think a lot of people would. I've spoken to, like I said, spoken to a lot of people, and people on the side that are voting no, they would absolutely be in favor of that. Just as an example, 3 years ago, they attempted to put together something, and it was kind of a little bit bloated, and you know, there's things in there that weren't needed. But if they put together something, for instance, if they put our buildings kindergarten through say fourth grade, and then put the fifth graders into the middle school, just looking into that, I think would be a good idea to kind of move the kids around and to make our buildings more utilized, you know, because right now they claim there's a 64% utilization rate. Their goal is to get to 80%. If they close another elementary school, that number will get a lot closer to 80%, and that's something that a lot of people are in favor of.
School officials say that this bond proposal addresses a number of things, including declining enrollment, safety, security, health, energy efficiency, technology issues. On the declining enrollment issue, do you see that as being something that that the district needs to address?
Absolutely. I think that back in the early 80s, when you look at enrollment numbers, according to the Center for Education Statistics, which is part of the Department of Education, they show how our district actually went way up with enrollment. Like in the, you know, late 80s, early 90s, it exploded. And then now, since the early 2000s, which are the numbers that the district provides, we've gone way down from that number. But we're actually right about where we were back in the 1980s when these schools were actually built. Like Marine City High School actually was built back in the 60s. And so we're actually above, well above what we were back then. But again, we are declining. But within the next 5 years, nobody honestly knows, you know, for sure whether or not those numbers are going to go back up with the economy, or if the economy is going to go, if it goes down, you know, it could go way down. I mean, nobody honestly knows. So my suggestion would be, don't put the cart before the horse. Just kind of wait it out for the next few years, look at what we can do now as a district. And it, like you said, you know, possibly put together another proposal that would address the current issues, and then in the future, possibly look into consolidating if the numbers continue to decline like they believe they will.
If you could design a bond proposal for the district, if you were in charge, what would you propose appear on a ballot before East China School District voters?
I would suggest looking at a increase of the sinking fund, and which I don't know if you know or not, or if the average listener might not know, but the sinking fund is so you can maintain, you can use it to maintain buildings, you can use it to construct new facilities, you can use it for all sorts of things. Right now it's at about 0.4 mils, and what that equates to in our district has DTE, so it's a huge tax base. We get about $700,000 per year for that. If we were to increase it to this 1 mil that's falling off and to other, you know, bond, like the debt when it gets retired, if we add it up, it's going to be about $5 million per year we could reap from that. If we were to increase that, obviously voters would have to approve it. But that would not only give voters an opportunity to see the district maintain these buildings and prioritize their spending, because I don't know if you know or not, but in the past, the district has kind of, you know, not maintained the buildings over the last, you know, few decades. And unfortunately, there's a lot of lack of trust due to that. People have looked at that and seen different administrations in the past, and even the current one, you know, look at how they've maintained the buildings, which has not been very good. And I think that that would give the voters an opportunity to see whether or not we can trust them. And as soon as that happens, maybe we could vote for a huge bond issue, but $5 million a year, you know, in 10 years, it will be $50 million that we can do different things with buildings. But they have to prioritize and put on paper what exactly are they going to do. Sorry for the long answer.
No, that's all right. That's what we wanted. We're talking with Alan Richley. Yeah. He is one of the outspoken opponents of the bond proposal in East China School District. You've talked to a lot of voters. Obviously, you've been campaigning against this bond proposal. Alan, what is your gut feeling as far as how the vote is going to turn out? Do you have a sense of which way it's going to go?
Yes, I think it's going to be close either way. I think, and it's held in the May election, so I highly suggest to people, whether you're for or against, I urge you to get out and vote, because it's going to be extremely close.
All right, Alan, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, you got it. Take care. Bye now.
Hey, you too. Bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Alan Richley. He's voting no on the East China bond proposal tomorrow, which is, again, a $150 million asking, well, not $150 million, $148,000 or $148,680,000 to consolidate schools, improve school buildings, and a whole bunch of other stuff in the East China School District.